Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie and find out more.
Now, five more maternity hospitals are to provide abortion services from next Monday. Currently, 12 of the 19 maternity hospitals in the state are providing abortion services. The announcement comes more than 5 years after legislation providing the abortions was passed. I'm joined now by the HSE clinical lead for termination services, Dr. Aoife Mullally, to explain the expansion in the service from next week. Dr. Mullally, you're very welcome to the programme. What is the situation with this now?
So thank you very much, Cormac, and thanks for having me on. So what we're talking about here really is the expansion of early pregnancy termination services, so services for women who are less than 12 weeks pregnant. So most of these women will be looked after in the community, either by their GP or a community-based doctor. But women between 9 and 12 weeks or women with additional medical needs need to attend hospital. So we really welcome this expansion, and I'd like to acknowledge the huge amount of work done by the clinical leads in these five units to get to the stage where these services can commence from next Monday.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Aoife. Currently, 12 of the 19 maternity hospitals are providing abortion services. Why not all up to now?
I suppose there are a number of barriers and challenges that we've needed to overcome. We needed a consultant clinical lead for the service in each site, and this was challenging in some of the smaller units where there were low consultant numbers and quite a few consultants in locum positions. So additional consultants were recruited, and those people are now in post and are leading the service. And although the current minister has invested very heavily in women's health, previous governments have not, and some of the legacy of that has been quite poor infrastructure within maternity units. So trying to find dedicated spaces where women could be looked after in units where there may not have been any dedicated gynaecology wards or beds was challenging.
So you say it's largely a resourcing issue. Where are the five new maternity hospitals then that will be providing abortion services?
So Letterkenny, Port Ionchila in Ballinasloe, Kilkenny, Wexford, and the Midland Regional Hospital in Portlaoise.
Okay. And then there are two left, isn't that right? Do we know when they'll begin?
So we are hopeful that they will begin their services in 2024, ideally by the end of Q1 in 2024. And again, the barriers there are the same as within the other units, so mainly staffing and infrastructural.
Okay, and they are the two remaining ones are Cavan and Clonmel. Can I ask you about this? The pro-life campaign raised concern today for the freedom of conscience of some healthcare workers, and their spokesperson said that the Minister for Health neglects to examine the human impact of his plans on healthcare workers who currently have a right to exercise freedom of conscience.
I mean, conscientious objection is provided for within the legislation, Cormac, and That right is the same whether you're working in Dublin or whether you're working in Letterkenny. And all healthcare staff have the right to not directly participate in abortion care. And that right is respected no matter where you're working. And it's important, I suppose, to understand that there are limits to that, and it really just extends to direct participation in abortion care. It doesn't extend to each and every interaction with the patient. And all women deserve to be treated by healthcare staff who respect the choice that they've made. And we've done quite a lot of work within all maternity units, but particularly within the five that are about to start their service, on how to balance the right of healthcare staff to conscientiously object with the right of women to access this care and to be treated with compassion.
And you say
somebody who respects their decision.
You say the right of conscientious objection is respected. The pro-life campaign, Aoife, also said today that there's a problem with a runaway abortion rate. What would you say?
I mean, I would absolutely deny that. And, you know, to me, what is much more important than numbers and figures of abortion is that women who can legally access abortion care are able to access that. And it's a difficult decision for women. It's a very difficult process for some women to go through. And it's really important that we're not adding to that burden. And obviously, hopefully now we've eliminated the burden of travelling to a different city for women. But women really do deserve to be looked after compassionately. And that is one of the reasons it's taken us a while to implement the service in every single unit in the country, because we need to make sure that that is going to happen for all women, and that the service is sustainable into the future. And I think it's really important for people that might be listening to understand that no matter where they decide to access abortion care, they will be looked after with compassion. And by people who respect it.
And on that, some people have made the point on this very programme and on other programmes as well, that sometimes you might be in a region in the country where there is no abortion care, even though it is the law of the state, that it's a postcode lottery if the service is within your area or not. The expansion today then, the five more hospitals that will be providing it, will that rectify that problem, as been pointed out by some people?
I mean, I think by and large it will. I don't like the term black spot, but that has been used in relation to abortion care, and the areas of concern were the Northwest. But Letterkenny are now providing the service, so that will be hugely helpful for women there, and the Southeast. But we now have Kilkenny and Wexford and Waterford providing the services. So okay. Women in the southeast should be able to find a unit close to them.
Okay, we'll leave it there for the moment. HSE Clinical Lead for Termination Services, Dr. Aoife Mullally. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.